This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adore Udoji.
And you were my man. You'd have no other woman. You'd be weak as a lamb.
That's Gladys Knight and the Pips singing If I Were Your Woman. And no doubt that song brings back some memories for you. We have Gloria Jones to thank for that and many other songs she wrote for Motown. And now Jones, along with the rest of the country, is celebrating Motown's 50th birthday. Gloria joins us now from Miami. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning. Happy New Year to everyone. What a pleasure to be with you all again.
And Happy New Year to you, too. So you worked with all of the greats in Motown. And when you think back now that it's 50 years ago that Motown started, what's one of your favorite memories?
My favorite memory was meeting Mr. Berry Gordy, who actually told me that you are a songwriter. But during that time, I was a performing artist. And I didn't know what he meant, but I accepted the blessings and wrote my very first number, hit song with Pam Sawyer. And what an opportunity, I say to so many people, what would have become of us if we had not known Mr. Berry Gordy, who had the vision to start this great country, to start the great company. I'm in Miami, so I'm still a little jet lagged, but I'm here with you.
Well, we're glad. We are thankful for that. And what was it about Berry Gordy that made him so special, you think?
I think this was just a blessing and a person who was blessed of God. And I believe he had vision and he loved young people. Well, he was young. And also, Andor, we were young. You know, we're looking at 50 years. But he was a gentleman who had made a great deal of money with the success and invested back into the company and into the artists, the musicians, the producers. We were just very, very blessed.
And what do you think Motown means to America today?
Well, Motown was the hope. Motown was the change because we were coming out of R&B, crossing over to pop. You remember there was a lot of separation where you're too young, but during those days, there was a lot of segregation, separation, and Motown brought the world together without race, creed, or color. They brought us together by dancing in the streets, by making music, loving one another. And for writers, we touched so many lives. For instance, Share My Love is going to be re-released after 30 years on Real Music.
Well, that is certainly very exciting. Yeah. But we got to go now, but we certainly want to hear more of your music. So we're going to go to My Mistake Was to Love You, which was performed by Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. It was written by you, Gloria Jones, and Pam Sawyer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.